Hey, family.
Hi.
This is Cody, your friend.
And this is Tyler.
And we just wanted to let you know that the episode you were about to hear was recorded many, many weeks ago, prior to the passing of Brother Anthony Trimble, who, as you will hear, we mention in our Drop the Bop segment.
Yes.
But we did so at the time he was still with us, and we did not want it to come across as us being disrespectful to his honor, his memory.
Right.
So just wanted to acknowledge that. And even though some time has passed now, please do continue to keep his family and friends in your prayers during this time, because he will be greatly missed.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that being said,
on with the show.
Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where we are not fully prepared for a zombie apocalypse.
Speak for yourself, sir.
We are not fully prepared.
I've been training my whole life.
You may be prepared for combat, but you are not fully prepared for a zombie apocalypse.
You're right. I am running a little low on Bologna. You ever had bologna like recently?
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends that don't eat bologna.
That's partially true. No, it is true. I don't eat bologna either.
I will, but I just, it's not my go-to, gonna be honest. Like, I look at it in the store, I'm like, and I'm reminded of my childhood, but I never purchase it.
And I don't like those memories.
Right, so I don't like that.
I avoid
Don't like those flashbacks. It's like,
whoop,
gotta stay away from the bologna.
It's the bologna.
Nah, but like shelter, we're not fully prepared for.
Yeah,
stocked up on food. Not even though, like, we may know how to fight in a zombie apocalypse, but I'm sure we don't have all the weapons that we would want and need.
You gotta get creative, bro.
I know.
You gotta get creative.
Well, if push comes to shove, but like...
Well, if push comes to shove, I shove you into the pack of zombies. And it buys me some time to run away.
Right.
If I'm
to run, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna need as much time as possible, because I would be running very slowly.
Brother, what are we doing today?
We are going to just go ahead and take a little journey down a rabbit hole, like we do.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, I wanted to be like, drop the bass like that, but like with the rabbit hole, like down the rabbit hole. But I didn't.
I'll allow it.
Down the rabbit hole.
Thank you. We should get something like that made.
Yeah.
Actually, let's write that down. If you hear that later, do not be surprised.
Right. Look, before we get started, of course, we're going to get to our segment, but I was putting on my headphones. You know what? We'll talk about it later. Let's get to our segment. I don't want to delay it.
What would you do?
Cody, I just got to know.
Oh, dear.
In this fictitious scenario, what you would do?
Well, okay.
This scenario that I'm presenting to you currently.
This one?
Yes, this one. Not that one.
No,
this one.
Okay,
right.
Just want to make sure we were on the same page.
Right. I want to know what you would do if you woke up in the time of dinosaurs, besides panic. Like, what is your strategy? What's your game plan? First, you can describe your reaction. Go for it.
Well, the first thing I would do is hope that I'm more prepared for this than a zombie apocalypse. Honestly, so I wake up, and how do I know that I'm in this time?
See a large dinosaur? Near you. Like, you see,
I
like
just see one like in the
maybe
distance.
A pterodactyl flying overhead.
I immediately need to know, what am I wearing?
Okay.
Because that will determine where I've been.
Okay.
If I'm wearing like...
What you have on now.
Can we comment on what I have on right now?
PJs and a t-shirt. That merch shirt.
Oh, yeah. You see,
look at
merch
fresh
shirt? Thank you, brother.
Wow. Link in the description below.
Could you... what's the first thing you think of when you see these particular PJs?
Hiding? Camo?
What expression comes to mind? Oh, dear.
And until next time,
For those that can't see, I'm in some mighty PJs.
Wow.
That have deer all over them.
Wow.
And a white merch shirt.
What a moment.
Yeah. I would immediately find the nearest saber-toothed tiger.
Okay.
And I would...
Are you gonna Tarzan it?
I'm going to Tarzan that Joker.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... I'm going to hold him above my head. I feel like that. Well, actually, let me back up and reevaluate, because I feel like that would draw unnecessary attention.
Right.
Bro, okay. Realistically speaking, yes.
Just wait for death.
I'm just going to. I'm probably just going to go stand in the middle of an open field and be
just
like,
wait.
And be like, here I am.
Wait to be stuck between something's toes.
Right. It's just like, you
tramples
know,
upon you.
Or maybe I could get lucky and like find this massive den of something that's dead.
Okay.
But no longer in there.
Okay.
And then make it my home and somehow defend myself if anything tries to come
Here's
in.
Here's what you do. You look for big rocks and a sturdy enough stick.
Yeah.
And you somehow fasten them together, whether it be with foliage or whatnot, or if like ripped up pieces of clothing. You fasten it together and make a weapon of sorts, perhaps a hammer. If it's a sharp sharp rock, maybe a pickaxe or something. And then you either A.
Establish dominance.
Right. You either A. Find like get materials for shelter, whether that be chopping down things or hammering away at things,
bro.
Or you go for the thing with the sharpest teeth, you take them teeth out and use those as weapons.
I'm just going to be honest
with
you,
man. And then just escalate up the food chain. I'm not going to die, homie.
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not going to end well.
Oh, of course not. Like, but I will die trying.
I think that may be the difference between me and you. You would die trying and I would just
accept defeat.
I would just submit. submit to my situation.
I surrender.
Oh, man, no.
Wow.
Well,
now we know.
Well, hopefully I would just hopefully if right. this does happen.
This is fictitious. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I will be in this particular outfit.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. So excited.
Well, I had mentioned finding a sort of den, some kind of hole to climb into.
Yes.
Yeah. We're about to do that right now. We're going to go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
hey, your face got like, what do you mean?
I was like, hello?
Are we going somewhere?
I feel like it's been a while since our listeners have heard a rabbit hole, but not if you're a Patreon listener.
If you're a Patreon subscriber, you've heard an exclusive rabbit hole.
Wow.
Can I just say?
It was good.
It was good, but I did a lot of talking. In that
you one. Did.
I had a lot to say.
That's okay.
And I was listening to it. Didn't require much editing at all.
Wow.
Because
you did most of the talking.
well, throwing subtle hints. No, I have to edit everything at least a little bit because I have to put like the outro music in.
Yeah.
But as I was listening to it to get to that point for quality assurance purposes,
right.
I was just thinking, man, I talked a lot in this. But if you're into that, consider supporting us on Patreon. Just $1 a month, which is $12 a year. You can't beat it with a stick. But if you do, at least get like a very big stick.
Right. Fastened with sharp rocks that you find. I need to say that before we started, I was putting on my headset. I was getting ready. And I had put it on a weird way.
I was wondering what the face you were making was.
Well, I put it on like I was about to play piano at church.
Oh.
And honestly, like only like one or two people commented on it when I started doing it, when I started playing piano at church, like two, three years ago. Actually, it's been a couple years at this point.
It's been a while.
It's, of course, headphones. So I put the left one on my actual ear and then I shrink it down as much as it'll go. And I'll let the right one sit above my right ear just so I can hear outside of the headphones and hear with the headphones in case one, there's a problem with the speaker or if it doesn't pick up something in the microphone or just to get a well-balanced sound. And I'm so accustomed to that. And I do that every time I play. Well, I just sat down to do that. And with podcasting, you can't exactly do that. So that's why I made that face.
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, but it sounds very weird.
Well,
try it.
Should I? Okay.
It sounds very weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Well, first, you got to.
Well, I have a slightly, because I do the same thing at church, but I have a slightly different technique. You're doing like, you have it above your ear. I put it behind my ear a little bit. And it doesn't, it's like, it's just out of the way. It's not like pressing down. Okay, I'm putting it back on because I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's weird. Like with music is one thing.
Yeah.
But with podcasting.
Because you get to hear, particularly for me.
The preacher and
you get
stuff.
To hear the preacher and the drums.
Well, the singers are much clearer through there too because
in
the headset, they're all in one channel for now. But it's
right.
really difficult to like get them balanced
and
stuff.
Hard.
So it's like, okay, turn the lead up in my left ear, turn up the guitar and drums and stuff, and then in my right ear I can hear the praise team and the preachers and stuff like that.
Better turn the guitar up.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Better hear that.
Absolutely, I have to, or else I'm like I'm lost.
I recently, speaking of editing episodes, I made a mistake.
Oh my. Oh wait. I'm not.
You're not aware of this mistake.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, cool.
You're not aware of that. You're going to learn of this, just as the listener will.
Sweet.
So I was editing our episode.
So excited.
That went up recently.
Recently,
where we were talking about whether we did a split topic show.
Yeah.
One of the topics was whether or not we are basic. The other topic was social media and oversharing.
Yeah.
In that conversation, I believe it was the social media one. I misspoke.
Okay.
And I said that on Twitter, I said something to the nature of, well, you only have 240 characters. That is incorrect.
Oh.
You have 280.
Burn him at the stakes?
It used to be 140.
Off with his head?
Appreciate that a lot.
I was thinking it was something. Of course, we appreciate you acknowledging this, but I thought it was something like I left in something crazy or whatnot.
No, it was me.
Well,
I was listening to it and I was like, oh, that's wrong. And then I Googled it to make sure. I was like, it used to be 140.
You got people out here based, like coming up with Twitter drafts thinking it's 240 characters. And then they go to post it and they're like, I have 40 more characters to use.
Cody's a liar.
I know. And a deceiver.
Yeah.
The truth is not in him.
So I apologize. And I would just like to acknowledge my mistake and just let it be known that I am not a noob. I do know. I just misspoke.
Well, I am a noob. In that, the sense of gardening and foliage and whatnot.
You've been messing with Orlando Bloom?
That is the name of my succulent, for any of those that are curious. No, Orlando Bloom is doing great. He's getting a few more buds. I'm ready for them to actually bloom,
right,
and to see what happens and whatnot. So that's very exciting. But I have a bunch of bushes behind my house,
yeah,
that are, to me, they look cool.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just like big green leaves and like you can't see through them really because they're so like entangled and they're like just up around the back of my house. It's great. Like not the actual physical house, but the backyard.
Yeah.
And it creates almost like a privacy fence of sorts. Like there's like only one little area that I really need to get like the fence extended or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be completely private. And so.
Which is helpful.
Right. Well, I was riding with a friend and we had came back. And I was like, look at that. Look at how cool that looks. Just like acknowledging.
Would you look at that?
Right. My own foliage. And he was like, you better hope that doesn't get into your yard. I'm like, why? He said that it'll be everywhere. It'll be in your grass, up going up the side of your house. And I'm like, cool. He's like, nah, they're a very invasive
species. Is it the kudzu stuff?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's like the entire backyard.
Yeah, that's trouble. You got to get rid of that.
Get rid of it. That's like the whole backyard. But regardless, it looks cool.
It does look cool, but it is
invasive.
I'm
hoping he misidentified it.
I don't think so.
Well.
Because now that you mention it, yeah, it does sound like that.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get rid of.
Well, like, it looks nice.
it almost looks like.
Where it's at right now, it looks great.
It looks like you want to like just kind of lay down on it and it'll receive you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But like not in like a scary way.
No, not like a. No. It'd be very inviting and very warm.
Same.
But we don't want. Right. But we don't want warmness right now.
Right.
Lord, oh, knows, Lord. It was.
I haven't even sat in my hammock, dude.
I don't blame you. It's
so
crazy.
Hot.
It said today that it was 94, but felt like 105.
Oh.
And I was amongst it.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was really great. I just enjoyed it so, so very much.
Well, you know how we had talked about how it is super cold in my building?
Yeah.
They put in a ticket to get the air conditioning fixed because enough people complained about it. Well, Monday morning, I come in, you know, fully prepared for the freezing AC like usual. And it is, I'm sweating. I'm dying. I'm like,
oh, no.
Stop it. I'm like, hello? And turns out a breaker had flipped over the weekend.
Oh.
And the air conditioning wasn't on in the morning.
Mm.
So, but then it turned on. So, end of story.
So you were.
I became cold again.
Yeah. Well, you had a moment there where you were.
Yeah.
Almost.
I don't know how I survived. I'm just messing with Cody.
Did you have to remove your hoodie?
No, what was I wearing? I think I was wearing long sleeves again. Just because, like, I'm wearing long sleeves today because it was cold again
and
in the office.
And you're wearing, and it's black. Your shirt is black.
And I regret it because I'm walking through my house and it's like I have to walk through a airborne pillar of cat hair.
Oh, no.
To get outside of my house. Like, I just did laundry last night, and first of all, it took entirely too long because I had so many clothes. But I...
Where did you do it?
The laundromat. I just broke down and did the laundromat.
Oh, it's still operational?
The laundromat?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just costs money that I don't... It cost me $20.
It costs $20 to do your laundry?
Well, by the time I had done my three loads of laundry, yes.
Oh, I washed and dried them. For some reason, I was thinking it was like... I don't pay attention whenever we go over there. I thought it was like shut down.
No, it's operational. It's just... I just don't like doing it. I don't like letting people know where I live and... Well, I mean, walking back and forth and stuff like that.
They don't care.
I'm sure they don't.
Nobody wants to be there.
But I was like, I also don't like being in there in general and waving my delegates around and whatnot.
Oh, you got to overlook that. Everybody's there for the same reason.
What?
I mean, you don't have to do that. But I would best believe I'd be like, look, I'm a go in here and I'm going to put this stuff in the wash machine. Then I'm going to walk across the house.
Right, that's exactly what I did.
Walk across the street to the house.
But even still, like I'd washed this specific shirt. And
yeah.
I put it on, got to work. I looked down, just covered. And I'm like, I know this was clean when I put it
like
on.
Chewbacca?
I didn't even touch Mochi. Didn't even touch him.
Well, you don't have to. Well, you walk through a cloud of
literally
hair.
Airborne cloud of
right.
I was just like, I can't vacuum the air. Like, what do I do? Well, a dehumidifier can't get rid of cat hair.
That's true. I mean,
we need
I guess.
Some kind of like pocket black hole to suck all the particles.
You need to get and hear me out, you need to get like a shop vac.
Okay. And just walk and around my house waving it around.
You need to leave your home. You need to leave the shop vac on.
Okay.
And just let it be sucking the
air. That'll bode well.
Well, you might as well. I mean, if Mochi gets near it, then you have trouble. Because you walk in. Just,
yeah, I'll figure it out.
You hear like you hear like a faint.
Stop. And his fat tail ain't fitting through no shop vac. Lord have mercy. Chunky.
Tragic.
Chunky. Yeah, I know. So, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Well, has your luck gotten any better with Taco Bell? Because you've been having some issues lately.
Gonna be honest.
Oh no,
I have not been back since that last really bad time.
Cause you had it was your last bad time, but it was the last of several in a row.
Right. It took
in your defense
forever. It took like 40 minutes. My order was messed up. It was cold. They didn't have what I wanted.
They didn't give you a Taco Bell bag.
No, they gave me a Walmart bag.
They gave me a Walmart bag last time too.
My feelings were hurt, so I just have not been back. What I have been doing, I think I talked about this on did I talk about this on the Patreon exclusive podcast? I did. The McDonald's app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to talk about it here because y'all need to go listen to it.
True. I was just wondering if you've been back because
no.
I have been since you've.
Yeah.
And it seems like.
They're improving.
Okay. Like,
well, I'm going to give them some more time.
Now, with that being said, I only get like chicken quesadillas. And another thing I've been kind of going back to here lately. Those Doritos Locos Tacos.
I want the spicy ones.
I want the...
They're being promoted right now, and I want the spicy ones.
I saw that, and I haven't had one.
I want one.
Well, you should go get one.
I should do that.
You should just go and get one.
Perhaps. If I go and I'm waiting that long, I'm probably going to get like a week's worth of groceries.
Oh.
That's probably why I'm waiting so long.
That may not be super healthy.
Right. I'd hate to spend $20.
Well, you had a horrible time there, bro. Let me just tell you a little story.
Please do.
Of something that happened.
I'm ready.
Recently.
Ready to receive.
Recently, Sarah and I decided we were going to try Wingstop.
Oh, no. Mistake number one.
Yeah. So let me first, we've talked about expectations on the show. I'm not sure if that was a Patreon exclusive or not.
I don't believe it
was. I don't know. We've talked about expectations and how I am a person who I...
Pause. You know how you can find out if it's a Patreon exclusive or not? Go check out our Patreon.
Wait, do we have a Patreon?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's stop. Let's stop.
We're just having a little fun with
enough
you.
Shameless promo.
Yeah. For this episode.
I was about to say now going forward there'll be a little bit of shame.
Yeah. Right. In that outro that I do.
Right.
So we had decided we want to try it out. But I had said in that expectations episode that I like to keep expectations low.
Right.
This way if I'm, I would rather be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I love Benson. So we went to Wingstop and I literally had no idea what to expect, but I was expecting.
Well, I wish I would have told me.
I was expecting much different than what I saw.
Okay.
I walked in and first of all, there's just people sitting at tables that are near the door.
Yeah.
And they're acting like we have broken a law by walking in.
Oh no.
They're staring at us like, really?
Who do you think you are?
And I was like, and then, oh, so I look over to my left and I see them, and then I look up and I see a counter, and above the counter is a menu, and I'm like, am I at McDonald's? And there's and I see staff. I see staff behind the counter. I see them. Apparently, they don't see us because they are just bickering back and
forth.
Because
y'all so skinny.
They're, oh yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't walk in sideways, It wasn't that. Yeah.
She had to have seen your broad shoulders.
Right. They saw my muscular
muscular figure.
Yeah, they saw that. But they ignored me. They ignored both of us. And they were just bickering and going back and forth, and they were just really not being professional.
Yeah.
And so we're staying
at a fast food place?
Well, that's another thing. I just didn't know it was fast food. I legitimately thought that it was like a competitor to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, my.
You're going to walk in. You're going to be greeted.
See them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I am so upset already, and I haven't even got the food.
Oh, man.
So we order. I'm going to try to make this a little bit shorter. We order. We go through the verbal abuse. We finally get our order. We sit down. We're sitting at a table, and about 2 feet above our head is the ceiling and a speaker that is just that is just blaring the most ungodly music I've ever heard. And we were like, well, we came here to eat here.
Right.
Let's just try to enjoy it. And, man, I got lemon pepper wings and mild.
Sauce or dry rub?
I got the dry rub lemon pepper.
Okay, cool.
The mild, I got the mild sauce.
Okay, yes.
First of all, credit where credit's due, best mild sauce I've ever had.
Really?
Yes, because it wasn't like sour. It wasn't tangy. It was just like, look.
This is mild.
It's got a good flavor, and it's not and that mild. Hot. Exactly. So it was really good. I enjoyed that. Did not enjoy the lemon pepper. It was more like salt and pepper.
Really?
Yeah. That wasn't good. The fries, I got the Buffalo Ranch fries.
Okay.
Which were about as thick as my pinky and not cooked all the way through.
Oh, no.
I was sad. You're looking at my pinky to see how big the fries were. I saw you follow it when I put my hand down.
I was trying to decide if I was going to comment on the size of your pinky.
Oh, no. Look, I put my hand down, and I look over at Tyler, and he's following my finger, looking at the pinky. He's like, so that's what his pinky looks like.
I was like, is this like a big fry or a small? Like, I was trying to compare your pinky to the size of a fry.
Well, here it is.
Okay, I see it.
So it's, are you satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've gathered all the information I need.
Good. Well, they were not good. Another thing that was good, though, is they had the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine.
Nice.
And I enjoy that a lot.
What do you get out of there?
I get a Coke Zero add lime.
I get a regular Coke add lime.
Because
I'm fat.
Well, I was going to say because we're grown-ups.
Sometimes I like to do the lemon or the
orange. I've never done that.
It's really good. Not going to lie. Same thing for the orange. The orange is very, very good.
That just seems like anytime I see like an orange drink, like.
It's like citrusy. It's like, because the lime has that acidic flavor as well. Orange just like is another depth of that.
You know what I have to do whenever I'm fixing the drink?
What?
I have to look away.
Why?
Because when it comes out, you see the
color.
You see the green.
Yeah.
But you don't see it in the cup.
Yeah.
So that's confusing, and I don't like
it
seeing
just,
the
like,
green.
Mixes together.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah. I do. I'm like looking up the spout. washing my eyeballs.
That's because you have your head under it and just receiving it directly into your mouth.
Well, I drink so much.
Right. Might as well do that.
Oh, man. Have we told them about what we used to do with pitchers at Pizza Hut?
We've mentioned it in passing.
Okay.
But so we ate. Sarah was like, let's wait until we get in the car to express our thoughts. I said, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, I love this part.
And we get in the car and we both make sure both of our doors are shut. I'm the first one to speak. And I said, oh, my good Lord. And we started laughing. And she said, well, what do you think? And I paused for a minute and I said, I'm sorry, B-dubs. To which she responded, are you serious?
Oh, my.
Now the confusion begins.
Yeah.
Your intentions. My intentions were, I'm sorry, B-dubs, that I came here.
Right, instead of going to B-dubs.
Yeah. She thought I meant, I'm sorry, B-dubs.
But I like Wingstop more.
So with this in mind, just
hijinks ensues.
We keep going back and forth. Like, I can't believe you. Like, I can't believe you. Like, are you crazy? No, I'm so serious.
Communication is key.
And information is helpful.
Right.
And something was said. And I was like, I think I made a statement or something. Oh, someone made something in all the chaos. Something was said where it was like, wow, I just can't wait to never go back.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait. So you're saying that you didn't like it? I was like, yes, man. Like, I didn't say man, but
right.
I'm like, yes, I did.
Yeah,
like
bro.
It. I didn't like. Yeah, bro. I didn't like it at all. She's like, okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, oh. So neither of us liked it. Neither of us had a good time.
Oh, man. Wow.
So to medicate ourselves, we went to Insomnia Cookie, and we got 6 cookies.
Heavens.
And they were all devoured by the following day.
The following day, mine are usually never there by the time I get home.
Well,
I don't eat all 6. I'm usually, when I go and I'm with somebody,
yeah,
and we'll split it up.
Well, right? This week.
So I usually take mine.
We're on a diet this week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can't relate. I need to be.
Well, it was Wingstop, not a sponsor.
Probably won't.
Probably
be.
Don't want you to.
Not
be.
Gonna be honest.
Unless,
not
gonna be honest.
Not gonna be honest.
We don't do that here.
Nah, boo. Unless, we lie about Twitter characters.
Unless you come along with just an insane amount of money.
I don't know. I don't support them. You don't support them because usually we're at odds about this kind of stuff.
But like, I can talk about the mild and be like, look, fam, if you're gonna go to Wingstop, their mild sauce is unlike anything I've ever had, and their choice.
And that's it.
And they have the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine, so go get your Wingstop today. Nah, just the mild, though.
I'm not for it, though. Same.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, sorry, guys.
We don't do things that we don't agree on.
Right.
So, there's that.
Well.
for the most part.
Have you ever, like, found something from your childhood and then gone back to either watch it or play it or experience it in whatever form and fashion and been disappointed and be like, why did I like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you have an example off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head?
If you want a second to think, I can tell a specific story.
Go ahead and tell your story.
Okay, because, like, of course, like, there's video games and stuff that you get and you're just like, oh, this was my jam growing up. And then you play it and you're just like, why did I play this so much?
Yeah.
But there was one time specifically where I remember this movie I watched over and over and over again. We had it on VHS. We would play it, rewind it, and then play it again. And this is like, yeah, I don't know. It was just a very, it was not a cartoon. It was I don't want to say adult film because it was rated G.
Like, yeah,
it was family friendly film, but it wasn't like cartoons and singing and stuff like that.
It wasn't
that.
The Smurfs.
Right, exactly. So we're watching, Disney Plus comes out, and I'm like, surely this movie's on there. Look it up. It is. I'm ready to go. I'm like, okay, we got to watch this. I pull Cody and Sarah and convince them to watch it with me. And so we put on The Rookie with Dennis Quaid.
Oh, no.
First of all, this is like a 3-hour-long
that
movie.
That was the first thing I was going to say.
Okay. I was like, how on earth is it this long? Because it's about an elder going to go play baseball. That's it. That's the premise of the entire movie. And we're like, what, an hour in? Nothing has happened. Absolutely nothing of significance has happened. And there's like 2 hours left. And I'm like, what in the world? Why did I watch this so much? Like, I was hyping it up. I was so ready. I was so excited. We had sat down with popcorn and candy and drinks to watch this.
Oh, yes. And it's just garbage.
It is trash. It's look, so bad. Look, there's a lot of stuff that we disagree on when it comes to like entertainment and stuff. But
yeah,
I acknowledge that this was just terrible.
It was so bad.
Like I was like, should I go leave a bad review on this movie? But then I'm like, it's like 27 years old. There's no sense in me doing it now, I guess.
Well, they're not going to be like, oh, Tyler didn't like it. Right? So now what?
Oh, man.
They're not going to take it off so Disney upset. Plus.
We didn't even finish it. And usually, like,
it's so bad.
Usually we'll just suffer through it, you know? But, like, we were all just like, get this off the screen.
So what I did recently, sometimes I'll have just like, I'll get in like these moods of nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I'll go on YouTube and like type in like.
TV shows or something?
Well, like I'll type in like stuff that whenever I was a kid, like the animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Yeah. I want to watch that intro.
Yeah.
You know, or I want to see this scene Same. From this movie. And I did that recently. I'm trying to think of what it was, but it was. It was like an animated show. It wasn't very popular. Oh, I know what it was. It was the I actually texted you about it. It was the Godzilla animated show.
Yeah, I remember you sending me a video on that.
I went back and looked at watched the intro because I was like, I gotta watch that intro. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I was
disappointed.
it was much Ooh-wee. Cooler back whenever I was a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Than it was today.
Yeah, I've taken the liberty to rewatch some shows on Disney Plus, and I'm just like.
This is why things are categorized.
Right.
Kids and family.
Right.
Good, yeah. You know, action.
I mean, it's still nice to think about those times, the simpler times before bills.
Yeah. But also a dark time before Disney Plus.
Right. You just had to wait. You had to wait, and then you had to suffer commercial breaks.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Hulu has that. Which, well, I mean, I'm sure they have the premium. But
well,
like,
they do, but you know what? Even with the premium, you get commercials.
Are you serious?
Yes, because we have had it.
Ooh, I need to tell my friend.
Oh, he don't know? She don't know?
He was going to buy, like, we were watching a show on Hulu, and he's, like, sick of commercials, and he said he was going to get premium, so there's
well,
no commercials.
From my understanding,
oh,
the premium, because there's, like...
Rusty, don't get premium.
There's, like, the premium with live TV.
Yeah.
I don't know... If that has it, but the one before that,
yeah,
premium without live TV, that is like, that has commercials.
Then what's the point of it being premium?
I think I'm not sure.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it like includes like some movie channels or something like that.
Maybe, man, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't even use Hulu.
Yeah,
like we use it around football season to be able to watch football.
Mine's included with. For my like Disney bundle with Verizon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I get Disney, Hulu, and some sports channel that ESPN. I will probably never activate once in my life.
We have that too. We already had Hulu prior to it, so now we have to just log in using that.
Yeah.
As opposed to already having it. It's a big thing.
Speaking of sports, hockey is coming to Biloxi.
Woo!
How exciting. I've never seen a live hockey match
before. Ooh, I have.
I have not. I'm so excited.
Mississippi Seawolves.
Wait to go.
I really want to go.
Same.
And I really want to see a fist fight.
Same.
That's the reason you go, man. Because
I like the game, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I would like to play the game and not fight anybody. But if I do, I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong, but still.
Can you imagine being a goalie? Like a hockey goalie?
I want to say yes, because you just get to stand there a lot. But I also want to say no, because there's like a 250-pound man coming towards me at 90 miles an hour.
Well,
and
also
I don't want that.
A very small, very thick rubber puck.
Oh, well, you got shields and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
things
Dungeons
happen.
And Dragons.
But
you
things,
got to just, hey, yeah.
But things happen. And
No. That, no. Just, we will be protected at all costs.
Just go online and Google
no, thanks.
Hockey goalie injuries.
Oh, man. My teeth, though.
Your teeth
would
be gone.
Non-existent.
You would have to just have like...
Can't wait to eat mashed potatoes forever.
Well, if they're seasoned correctly, you may be in for a treat.
And mac and cheese?
And you would have plenty of starch.
And ice cream?
Ooh, ice cream. You know, we don't have enough ice cream in our lives.
I agree with that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I would just love some ice cream right now.
I would, too. But I know that whenever I go to restaurants... I find myself like, okay, I'm either going to get an appetizer or a dessert. And I get there, I'm like, ooh, appetizer.
Oh, of course.
Even at like buffets, like I get
I don't ever get dessert because I get like 15 plates.
as we've established.
Right, right. Now, okay, funny story.
Thank God.
Okay, I deserve that one.
Just kidding.
I deserve that. So me and my and it's actually really not a funny story at all. So
figures.
We are in rare form tonight.
Yeah, we are.
I went to work today. Surprise.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. Congratulations.
I know. I didn't call in. But I went, and me and my friend, we had established the day prior that we were going to go to Super King Buffet. It is this Chinese buffet in Hattiesburg, and they had been closed a lot of the pandemic. And then when they opened up, they served you cafeteria style. And we already established my hatred for that.
Right.
However, I was under the impression that they are no longer doing that. So I'm like, yes, let's go. My favorite Chinese place by my house is closed. Like, I need sushi. I've been like texting people like just randomly like, I want sushi now. Not expecting anything to come of it. I just need to get out those negative emotions. So we get in the car. We take our lunch a whole hour early because I audibly heard my stomach. I heard it.
Oh, dear.
I was like, oh. And I had breakfast. I hate how accurate that was. Oh, my goodness. No. That should be a sound bite.
I can make that happen.
No, look, so I think my stomach just knew that we were going to go get sushi and that it was just ready because I had a good breakfast that morning. So I'm like, you big. So we clock out at 11 instead of 12. Mind you, I don't get off till 5. So I'm going to have I'll have 5 hours of work when I come back after going to a Chinese buffet.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, we leave at 11. We go. We get there. They're closed Tuesdays. Oh. On Tuesdays only. Let it be known today is Tuesday, boys and girls.
Goyles.
And I, ooh, man. Oh.
A wise man once said.
No one could contain the fury that I had.
A wise man once said, information is helpful.
Right. I bet he's very handsome.
Well.
It was me. But I was so distraught.
So what did you do?
First, I cried openly.
Did you actually cry?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you why here momentarily. We got there. There was nobody there except for like a few cars. I'm like, awesome. We're like the first ones here. We're going to get fresh food, you know. We get out of the car. The car is off. We get out. We walk in this hot Mississippi sun to the door. And it said, we will be closing from 2 to 5:30 for yada, yada, yada. And I was like, huh, sweet, it's 11. And then I looked a little further down. And it said, we will also be closed on Tuesdays. I was like, are you kidding me? She, like, my friend pulled on the door and everything. She pulled on the door. Like, maybe that wasn't effective until, like, a different date.
Maybe it's they were 100% Tuesday.
Locked. So I was distraught. What was funny is right before we had pulled in there, I said, have you tried that Chinese buffet? It was right across the street by Best Buy. And, of course, neither of us had. And so we just went over there. And it was actually really, 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 really good.
Really
good.
I had
a great time. I had, like, too many plates. And was sad the rest of the day. Now I'm good, but like
makes for a long day.
It was a long time. I was very, very sluggish.
Yeah, I bet so.
I was very lethargic today.
And warm.
Right, right. Well,
because, you know, we've established your issue.
Right.
Where the AC went out for a little while.
Well, that was on Monday.
Yeah, but still, today, residual heat.
Right. Well, it was my internal body heat at that point because the amount of body heat that it took to like digest all of the food inside of my body, I had to raise my internal temperature by like 30 degrees.
I can't wait for this sentence to be over. Have you ever thought that was someone speaking?
Yes.
I can't wait for this sentence to be over.
Wow, what a horrible day to have ears.
Oh, my word.
Wow. Well, that was for you, listeners.
Well, I'm so glad that you finally got some sort of...
I did. I had like 3 plates of sushi.
Okay, well, good. Well, then
2. It was actually 2. I'm being dramatic.
Okay, well, congratulations.
It was 2 full plates of sushi. I'm
2
not exaggerating.
Full plates like of sushi?
Like individual pieces of sushi filled the plate.
Do you eat the raw stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
It looks like a human tongue?
Yes, it was great.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. love that so
you asked.
Much. I know, but I would just like for once to ask someone that and then be like, no, I don't do the raw stuff.
No, no, no.
But so 100%. Far, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. That's the yeah, best that's part. That's the good stuff.
Take some wasabi and just spread it on there.
I like that it's slimy.
Oh. Oh, thank you so much for that.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I have some news to share.
Oh my!
That is not pleasant, but it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Not to put a dampener on everything, because, like I said, it's going to be okay. But okay. I just want to express that there's been a season of sickness in my family.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Granny fell.
Yeah.
And we went and saw her last night. First of all, she's doing great.
Wonderful.
She is.
Love for her.
She is so tough.
Oh, and yeah.
She's got like just this positivity. You can just mm-hmm. feel like the joy of the Lord coming yes. off of her despite her situation. And what had happened is she was in her house and come to find out her hip broke. Then she fell. Like her hip broke while she was standing. And then she fell. And I said, well, how long did you lay there before someone came and got you? She said, oh, I just got up. I was like, oh Lord. Okay. Well, but I was surprised, but at the same time, like,
not really,
yeah. because she's Granny, and she's like,
I just stood up. She's like, no problem.
She said, I just got up. She said,
popped it back in place.
well, that's another blessing, is it didn't even come out of place. Like,
thank you, Lord.
It broke, but it just, like, broke and didn't shift.
Thank you, Lord.
So they were that made things a lot easier during their surgery and everything. Not going to get into all that. But anyway, we went and saw her. But also, Pawpaw recently had like an open heart surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And he got overheated at work. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but it's been very hot outside.
Yeah.
Even for us young bucks.
Right.
So he got a little overheated, and he's having some not issues, but he's not progressing as quickly as he would like. He's still doing very good and considering what he's been through.
Right.
But he is just having a time. And then Mama's been sick. Everybody's just been sick. So I'm super thankful to my mom and Robbie's wife, Courtney, just all of them that are over there in close proximity for taking care of them. And it is just a season they're going through right now. They are going to come out of it. I truly believe that.
Oh yeah.
And pray for them. But I said all that to say, I want to just acknowledge that. But the main point of bringing it up was to get to the point that we went and visited Granny.
Yeah.
And, she was doing great. And then she had there was a board in her room. And on this board, there's over to the right side of it towards the top, it's like a whiteboard with the markers and stuff, which I love, by the way. If you ever like draw on those and play on those, they're great.
Super fun.
Everyone who's been visiting has been like, Robbie loves you.
Yeah.
And then like the next person will come in, like scratch out Robbie's name, put their name. And so there's like this massive group of names and all of them are like scratched out.
Oh my gosh.
And even her aide like wrote her name off to the left and like pointed at it. It was like, I'm not gonna say her name.
Yeah.
This person loves you so much more. Uh-huh. And so I get there and see this.
And mark out everybody's
me and Sarah, I just wrote my name. I drew a heart and they put Cody in the heart. And then I thought about it. And above the heart, I wrote, Granny loves Cody. and then as we were leaving, Sarah walked over to the board and she wrote, and Sarah. and then I reached over to try to erase it and she wouldn't let me.
Oh,
but,
man.
But yeah, this will come out a couple of weeks after the visit.
Well, still.
But still, if you will, listeners, just be praying for the fam.
Perfect people to ask.
Oh, for sure.
We know we got praying folks.
Oh, yes. Ha.
Hey.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you're having trouble praying, sometimes what can help you get in that kind of that time of prayer is a good song.
Absolutely.
Some good music. If only we knew of where to discover
music. I got you. It's funny because this week the song is actually a slowbo.
Is it a slowbo?
Yeah.
So I love me a good slowbo, man.
It may fit for your prayer playlist. Depending on who you are and, you know, what you like to pray to.
I pray to the Lord.
Okay. The song for this week is called No One, and it's by Anthony Trimble featuring Shaylee Duncan.
Shaylee Duncan.
Okay. But the word, there's basically saying that there's no one like our Lord.
Oh, yes, so I agree.
Yes, very good song. Definitely recommend you check it out. Support apostolic content.
For sure.
The link for that will be in our Instagram on our highlights for, again, Apple Music and Spotify. But you can also check that out live when we post that by giving us a follow.
For sure. As you should do. And brother, this has been a wonderful time. I've enjoyed myself.
Yes, same.
You know, time. We should do this every week.
I agree. Let's do that.
let's
make a pact to do that from here on out.
Okay, it sounds good to me.
Sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, not that we haven't already made it pretty clear, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our utmost pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.